In order that you may the better represent to yourself and understand in what way unfortunate nature has to adapt herself in order to obtain the equilibrium of vibrations required from this planet for the common cosmic harmony, I shall explain to you one thing that is taking place there now, just after the process of reciprocal destruction they call the First World War. It was obviously owing to the German invention of poison gas and the English, what are called rapid-fire machine guns, that the quantity of rascuanos, or deaths, was on this occasion on a scale far greater than foreseen by nature, or, as those candidates for Hasnamus, the contemporary businessmen, would say, there was an overproduction of the deaths of three brain beings. And so nature once more had to puff and blow, and as he said there, jump out of her skin to correct this unforeseeingness and adapt herself again in a corresponding way. This time, as I ascertained in the course of my last stay there, and as was later also confirmed by etherogram, great nature is evidently about to increase for the future the birth rate of other forms of beings there. I myself noticed in the cities of Petrograd and Tiflis, situated in the large community of Russia, where during their world war more beings perished than in any other community, that the quadruped beings, namely those man-hating quadrupeds called wolves, which as a rule never appeared there, were already prowling in the streets. This etherogram informed me, among other things, that in this large community of Russia, the birth rate of rodent beings called mice and rats had increased to such proportions that they are now devouring most of the provisions stored by the three-brained beings there. This etherogram further conveyed the information that the power-possessing beings of the community of Russia had appealed to the beings of another European community to undertake the destruction of the existence of those little beings, rats and mice, which had multiplied among them. And in return, they promised to pay whatever sum of money it would cost. Although a temporary reduction in the number of these poor rats and mice might be obtained by various means at the disposal of these specialists in destroying the existence of others, they will hardly consent to do this gratis. And the beings of Russia, in spite of their promises, will of course not be able to pay in money, since the amount might be even more than the cost of their last war. And as for getting money from the same sources they had already drained dry during that great process, as our dear Mullah Nasiruddin says, don't make me laugh. Even a donkey can understand that in peacetime, peasant flesh is worthless.